This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An unidentified flying object seen floating over the Billings area Wednesday has been confirmed to be an intelligence-gathering balloon launched by the People's Republic of China. On Wednesday, Billings Logan International Airport was shut down for roughly 2 hours when Montanans noticed an unexplained object in the sky. Shane Ketterling, the director of aviation at Billings Logan, says two flights to the airport were diverted and one flight was delayed from taking off while the airspace was closed. The diverted flights were eventually able to land. The Salt Lake City FAA tower closed 50 square miles of airspace over the Livingston area, impacting Bozeman, Helena, and Billings. F-22 military jets were scrambled from Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls and left contrails in the sky as they flew around the Chinese balloon to determine what it was. On Thursday, the Department of Defense said that the object was an intelligence-gathering balloon that flew over the Aleutian Islands and through Canada before being spotted in Montana. Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder said they had been tracking the balloon for some time and that they have had custody of it since it has been over U.S. airspace as of a couple of days ago. Photos show a large balloon with a satellite array attached to it. No action was taken to bring down the balloon, and it is still over the U.S. in the skies over the Midwest. In a sign of how seriously the incursion was being taken, the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin gathered his military chiefs for an emergency meeting Wednesday night to discuss the balloon. According to the DOD, similar activity has been seen over the last several years, and this is not the first time a balloon like this was seen above the U.S., but this balloon appears to be acting differently by sticking around for a long period of time. China said Friday that the high-altitude surveillance balloon hovering over the U.S. was in fact a civilian airship used for research, mainly meteorological purposes, and for weather research, and that the balloon had been blown off course. The balloon spotted in Billings, Montana, is 6,000 miles away from China. Earlier, Canada said it was monitoring a potential second incident relating to a balloon. U.S. officials said the balloon did not pose a threat to civil aviation and was of limited use in collecting intelligence, though there is concern about it imaging military assets here, since Montana is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base, and many missile silos fitted with nuclear-capable missiles. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz enshrined the right to abortion and other reproductive health care into Minnesota statutes Tuesday, signing a bill meant to ensure that Minnesota's existing protections remain in place no matter who sits on future courts. Democratic leaders in Minnesota took advantage of their new control of both houses of the legislature to pass the bill through in the first month of the 2023 legislative session. They credit the backlash against the U.S. Supreme Court decision last summer to reverse Roe v. Wade for their takeover of the Minnesota Senate and for keeping their House majority in a year when Republicans expected to make gains. At the bill signing ceremony, Governor Walz said, "After last year's landmark election across this country, we are the first state to take legislative action to put these protections in place." Minnesota's new law is named the PRO Act, short for Protect Reproductive Actions. It establishes that every individual has a fundamental right to make autonomous decisions about the individual's own reproductive health, including abortion and contraception. Abortion rights were already protected under a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court decision and was affirmed by a Minnesota District Court decision last summer that declared unconstitutional other abortion restrictions, including a 24-hour waiting period and parental notification requirement for minors. The White House supported Minnesota as the first state legislature to codify abortion protections into law this year and included that voters also turned out for ballot initiatives to defend access to abortion in California, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, and Vermont in last November's election. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.